el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ICER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, students. How are you?
Fine. How do you do, Miss Moore?
Very good, and happy to share this program with you. Today, we're going to study week 5.
The topics are related to appliances, giving and receiving instructions, and learning about new inventions.
Do you remember that to give and receive instructions, commands must be used?
And that imperatives or sentences that begin with verbs are required to give instruction and orders.
Let's pay attention to the conversation adapted from the Le Mon Roots original recipe by Chef David Gale.
Hello, Miss Roper. How are you?
A little worried, but I'm doing fine.
Why? What's wrong with you? Why are you worried?
See, my boyfriend and his family are visiting next weekend, and I don't know what to prepare for dinner.
Don't worry.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned,
here I am. You can count on me. Tell me, are you thinking of fish or chicken or red meat?
Well, I'm a meat lover, you know that. But I'm not sure my boyfriend's relatives. So I think I better go for fish.
If fish is the choice, I have an easy yet gourmet recipe for you.
Are you serious? Will you really share your expertise cooking with me?
Remember, you can always count on me. Me, your friend, not the chef.
Oh, Gale, you can't imagine how much I really appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, come on. You're making me blush. Get a pen and paper. I'll start with the recipe.
Yeah, sure. Give me a second. And thanks once more, Gale. Okay, I got it. Ready?
You'll be preparing a sesame sea bass with coconut sauce and curry.
That sounds very delicious.
You'll see how pleased your in-laws will be. Write down the ingredients, please. 1, 200 grams of fresh sea bass. In Spanish, corvina. 2, 1 tablespoon sesame seed, butter, and Dijon mustard. 3, 1/2 cup pumpkin in cubes, 1/2 coconut milk. 4, 1/4 cup sweet potato in cubes. 5, 1 1/2 tablespoon honey. 6, 2 tablespoons finely chopped onion. 7, 1 tablespoon finely chopped sweet pepper. 8, 1/2 tablespoon curry. 1/2 tablespoon lemon juice. 9, 3 tablespoons of olive oil. 10, salt, black pepper to taste.
Olive oil, salt, and black pepper to taste?
Preparation.
Hold your horses, David. Let me finish writing.
Write the instructions very carefully. Otherwise, don't blame me for any negative results.
Believe me, I will. I want no wrongdoings today.
Number 1. A. Season the pumpkin with salt, pepper, and olive oil. B. Wrap it in foil and bake it until the pumpkin is tender.
2. Boil the potatoes until tender and have adequate texture to make a puree.
3. Prepare a sweet potato and pumpkin puree and then add the honey, lemon juice, salt, and pepper to taste.
4. Cover the fish with mustard, then pass through the sesame seeds to an ear.
5. Seal the fish in the skillet with olive oil and put it in the oven at 220 centigrade for 8 to 10 minutes.
6. In another skillet with olive oil, saute the sweet pepper and onion. Add the coconut milk and the curry. Then let it reduce until sauce thickens.
7. Place a base of mashed potatoes and gravy on the plate. Put the fish on top. Garnish to taste and serve.
What commands did you hear? Let's listen to them.
1. Season the pumpkin.
2. Wrap it in foil and bake it.
3. Prepare sweet potato and pumpkin puree. Add the honey to taste.
4. Cover the fish with mustard.
5. Seal the fish in a skillet with olive oil.
6. Saute the sweet pepper.
7. Place a base of mashed potatoes and gravy on the plate.
8. Put the fish on top.
7. Decorate or garnish to taste.
10. Serve.
Dancing, singing, cooking, eating, listening, speaking, writing, reading, side by side.
Where's Charlie?
He's in the kitchen.
What's he doing?
Eating lunch.
Charlie's in the kitchen, eating lunch.
Charlie's in the kitchen, eating lunch.
Who's in the kitchen?
Charlie's in the kitchen.
What's he doing?
Eating lunch.
See that in all the sentences above, the structure is verb plus complement. That's to say, all are imperative sentences.
Now listen to the song. School. How many imperative sentences can you identify? Write them down in your notebook.
Listen and sing.
This is my table. This is my chair. This is my bag that I take everywhere. Sit down, stand up. 1, 2, 3. School, school, school. My pencil, this is my pen. I use my school things again and again. Sit down, stand up, 1, 2, 3. School, school, school for you and me. This is the window, this is the door. This is the ceiling, this is the floor. Sit down.
answer with a classmate, ask your tutor, or browse through chateandoelmaestroencasa.com and ask any of the professors. Goodbye, class.
Goodbye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.